Okay, so there was this one time when I was in elementary, we had this charades kind of game in class, which was in line with the topic of that subject at the time. And when it was my turn, I guess I put too much effort in it because my teacher called me back for the tiebreaker round at the end because he said I was good at acting. Fast forward 15 years later, I don't know, 15, 16. I've become a very, very animated person when I talk. I mean, it's not acting, I'm just being animated, I guess. And it's very fitting too because I'm an animator. And that was a cover of Senbon Sakura by Actors 3 Group from Exitoons Presents Actors. That was Takuya Sato, Toshiyuki Toyonaga, Naozumi Takahashi, Shota Aoi, and Toshiki Masuda. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Seiyuu Cafe Radio. I really love the echo thing from my sound card. Anyway, hello, this is your host, and very nervous barista, Arisa Tensho. For today, we will be talking about the different kinds of acting that seiyus do, and we will determine, or like more like categorize, which seiyus fit into that kind of acting. So, disclaimer though, this is a very, very opinionated episode, except for stuff that I searched online. And everything that comes out of my mouth right now for this episode would be solely based on what I think. Okay? I'm no professional. I'm not a professional. I'm not a seiyuu professional. So, what I'll be talking about will be just about my experience as a fangirl after all these years. So, you can take this as a grain of salt, or you can use this as well to categorize other seiyuus to your liking. I don't know. But in any case, sit tight, relax, and enjoy this serving of an episode. Okay, so let's dive right in immediately. Okay, so has there been any times when you guys kind of listen to a seiyuu and then you go, "Oh, I know this seiyuu, I'm very sure." Or do you sometimes go, who is this seiyuu?" Like, it's at the tip of your tongue. Then when you go search for them, you go, "OMG, that was him or her?" Okay, so that was me trying my acting skills. Anyway, don't worry, I don't think you're alone though. That's kind of how I am most of the time as well. And because of that, during the span of my years as a seiyuu fan, I've kind of gotten into this thinking that there are two types of seiyuus when it comes to acting. So before that, since I'm no actor, I kind of went and researched what are some of the kind of acting in the live action world, or like more of films, movies. So yeah, this one is from filmconnection.com. So they have 5 kinds of acting. So the first one is classical acting, wherein the acting on stage requires overly dramatic gestures, exaggerated actions, and slow drawn out speech. That is classical acting. The next is modern acting, wherein it's a style of acting that called for the actors to inhabit authentic emotions while performing. So I guess this one is for the movies kind of acting. The third one is method acting. So I hear this kind of acting a lot from Seiyus as well, but we're not using this. Anyway, method acting is an acting that calls for an actor to dredge up past experiences or to bring realistic emotions to the performance by using their imaginations. So like, you use emotions to embrace your imaginative motivation. What? Anyway, the fourth one is the Meisner technique. I don't know how you pronounce that. So the Meisner acting technique preached that constant repetition could lead to unconscious instincts that would reveal a truthfulness in the performance. I don't know that. I'm not. Oh, okay. So the fifth one is the Chekhov. Again, sorry for my pronunciation. The Chekhov technique. So the Chekhov acting technique had actors learn gestures that imparted universal psychological meaning. What? Okay. I don't know. So I kind of don't understand that. They listed some famous actors who use it, like Clint Eastwood, Johnny Depp, Helen Hunt, and Jack Nicholson. Really? Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, that was some of the types of acting in the real life world. Then there's another website. There's this other website from actingcoachscotland.co.uk. So in this website, they believe that there are two types of acting. Let me just read. So the two types of acting they have is virtuoso performing and invisible acting. So I think this is a lot closer to what we're going to talk about today. So let me just read it. Yeah. So virtuoso performing is a type of acting that draws attention to itself. It is self-consciously performing, and the audience are aware of and marvel at the virtuosity of the performer. In other words, the acting isn't hiding. We see the performance for what it is, and we appreciate the skill required to put on such an act or performance. Then the next one is invisible acting. So the invisible acting draws no attention to itself. There is no attempt at having the audience be aware of the skill of the performer. There is no performer. The audience see only a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, behavior consistently with the truth of the moment and the fiction of the imaginary circumstance. Oh, okay. So another thing that they wrote for invisible acting: we marvel at invisible acting when we cannot see the strings, cannot see the performance. We see the actor and fully accept them as the character that they represent. Oh, okay. Got it. So those are the type of acting in theater or in live actions. So now let's talk about the voice actors or the seiyus. So this is the two types of seiyus that I made up in my mind. this was how I kind of categorized them. There are two types. One is the chameleon type, and the other is the performance-based type. Like I said earlier, the one from Acting Coach, the last website, is kind of similar to what I have been thinking all this time. I just realized. So the chameleon type of seiyu is more like the invisible acting, where the seiyus are very much different whenever they act on a character. The texture of their voices are always different. Like, whenever you hear them, it's kind of hard to pinpoint who they are. I think by now you're thinking of some seiyus. These are some of the seiyus that I can think of on top of my head. One, Fukuyama Jun. He's always the first one that comes into my mind when I talk about chameleon type of seiyus. His voice is just always different. He has this kind of, I don't know the specific term, but he has this kind of voice texture that whenever he goes into a different range, it's always different. It's like, okay, let me check his roles. Would you even think that, sorry for my pronunciation again, okay, Lelouch and Koro Sensei have the same actor? Like, come on. The texture is so different. Also, who else? Okumura Yukio, another Fukuyama Jun character. Okumura Yukio and Matsuno Ichimatsu. Who would have think that these characters are voiced by the same actor? It's so different. The texture is different. It's always different. Another one is who else? Ah, okay. Some people told me that this is a boy or a guy, but Mariandale. I don't know how you pronounce it. Mariandale from Isayon Saga DT. I didn't watch this, but I listened to this, and it's so high pitched. It's so not Fukuyama Jun. It just blew my mind away. But it is Fukuyama Jun. So it's amazing. I can't remember. There's this one role that he had where he used a very husky voice, and I was surprised that it was Fukuyama Jun. I can't remember which one is it. I just kind of remember. It's a bigger kind of voice that I was surprised it was Fukuyama Jun. Oh, see, I'm seeing another one. Grell Sutcliffe from Kuroshitsuji. So think about it. Grell, Ichimatsu, Koro Sensei, and Lelouch. Who would have think that they are all voiced by Fukuyama Jun? Because all the textures are so different, right? So that's a chameleon type. Another one is Namikawa Daisuke. After Fukuyama Jun, he's the second one that I cannot recognize. I just can't. Like, again, who would have think that Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter and Oikawa Toru and Italy would have the same voice actor, right? They're all, what's that name? From Diamond No Ace, Chris Yu Takigawa. Another different texture. Yeah, that's a chameleon, okay? They have different, it's so different from each other. The voices that they used in these characters are so different from each other that it's hard to pinpoint, which is very amazing. So that's for the male seiyus for me. For the female seiyus though, I have to admit, most of the female seiyus for me are chameleons. I don't know how many showcase videos I've watched where these female seiyus showed their range. there was Hirano Aya. Then the recent one I just watched is Kito Akari. Their range is just amazing, okay? So for me, most female seiyus are chameleons. I mean, a lot of female seiyus get to voice guys or boys. But males don't get to voice females. Hashtag women empowerment. Okay, I can't remember if there are any male seiyus who voiced females. Like, legit voicing a female. There's only one, which was Shota Aoi. But I think it was for a game. I can't remember. But yeah, in general, female seiyus are chameleons for me. There's also Nanjo Yoshino. I haven't seen a voice range showcasing video, but she can also do the cutesy stuff, then a guy, then she can voice an onesan. You know what I mean. So yeah, that was the chameleon type. Then the other category that I made up is the performance-based seiyu, wherein their voices are very, very distinct, but their acting is 100%. So this is somehow like the virtuoso kind of acting that I mentioned earlier. So, but wait, I'm not saying that chameleons aren't good actors though. Them already being able to change their voices and ranges are already the acting in itself. And that's already a talent in its own, and that's amazing. Okay? So, it's just that these performance-based seiyus, the fact that they cannot mask their voices, that we could easily recognize them, already means that they have to make it up in another area, which is their performance or their acting. So, for that, the seiyus that I can think of, Kamiya Hiroshi, Kaji Yuki, Hayami Saori, those are my top three actors, actually. Easily recognizable, like Kamiya Hiroshi, when you hear him, no matter what pitch, high or low, you know it's him. Also Kaji Yuki, his voice is it's not unique. I mean, wait, is it? Could you call it unique if you could recognize it easily? Well, whatever. When you hear him, you know it's him. Even if it's low, even if it's high, even if he's voicing an ikemen, even if he's voicing a kid, you know it's him. So yeah, easily recognizable, but they've already showcased how great of a seiyu they are. They've already shown how good they are at manipulating the emotions in their acting, which is amazing. Hayami Saori? So let me check. Hayami Saori is one of the very few female seiyus that I think is very recognizable. When I hear her, I know it's her. But then, her acting is amazing. Like her role in Koe no Katachi, like Nishiyama Shoko, oh god, it made me cry. I was in the cinema that time and it made me cry. Mind you, Shoko, Nishiyama Shoko is deaf. So we actually don't hear precise words. We mostly hear groans. Like, I'm so sorry. But yeah, she's deaf. But Hayami Saori was able to convey that acting and made me cry, okay, in the cinema. Then there's also her role in Ino Battle, her role as Kushikawa Hatoko. You know that, wakanayo. Amazing, amazing actress, Hayami Saori. So, we have a group on Facebook for the Seiyu Cafe, and I kind of asked people what their opinions are or who are the people they categorize in those kinds of category. Yeah, so some people were able to reply, so This is from Honeybell La Roda Martinez. So she mentioned the performance-based type seiyus. Ishida Akira, Nakai Kazuya, Kamiyan, Sudaken, and Sugita Tomokazu. Ooh, yeah, right. Performance-based. Tsurakenjiro, I agree. You know his voice, but another amazing actor. Then, for her chameleon type, Mamo, Kaji, and Nobuhiko. Oh, so she put Kaji in chameleon type. Mm-hmm, I see. Although I agree with Nobuhiko though. Oh, do I agree? Okamoto Nobuhiko? Wait, I suddenly can't remember his roles, but yeah, I guess you could. But Nobuhiko has this kind of texture as well that when you hear it, you know it's him. Yeah. Okay. Next one is from Lola Momi. Their chameleon types are Eguchi Takuya and Konishi Katsuki. Oh, right. I agree. Eguchi and Konishi both have high-pitched voices in real life. Not really high-pitched, but it's in a certain kind of high. But the roles they usually get are very low, deep ones. And it's hard to recognize them. Yeah, good. Then her performance type are Ishida Akira, Miyano Mamoru, Kamiya Hiroshi, Suabi Junichi, and Tsuda Kenjiro. Oh, right, Suabi Junichi. I almost forgot. He's also performance type. Yeah, I could easily recognize him as well. Mm-hmm. Next one is from I just butchered your name. Anyway, from Jay. Her chameleon types are definitely Asanuma Shintaro, maybe a bit of Uchida Yuma, and Eguchi Takuya. Yeah, Asanuma Shintaro. Yeah, I kind of agree. And, oh, yeah, right, Uchida Yuma. Yeah. And then her performance types are Matsuoka Yoshitsugu, Kaji Yuki, and Shimono Hiro. Oh, I just remembered. Nobuhiko and Matsuoka? At first, when I was new to the fandom, I kind of confused their voices a lot the first time around. I was watching Kamisama no Memocho, Heaven's Memo Pad. I thought that the voice actor for the main guy was Okamoto. So yeah. I don't know if you consider that chameleon or performance, but yeah. Oh, she has other message. So Jay said that there are also some people who I think that are chameleon type, but not really hard for me to recognize. Maybe because I've been exposed to their voices for so long. I don't know. Some of them are Maeno Tomoaki, Suzumura Kenichi, and Hosoya Yoshimasa. Ah, chameleon, huh? Oh. Yeah, I guess so too. Yeah. Okay, the next one is from Christine Ackerman. Oh. Their chameleon type is either Eguchi Takuya or Ken. Oh, there's a lot of Eguchi Takuya. Then for Ken? I have to admit, I haven't heard him a lot. But yeah, maybe, yeah. I kind of lagged. I was thinking. And then there's the their performance-based type. There's a lot, like Kaji, Nobu, Mamo, Kamiyan, Shimono, and Fukuyama Jun. Oh! So they put Fukuyama Jun in their performance-based type. Maybe... Okay, there is no wrong or right answer. I guess people really just hear differently.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one is from Diane Nicole C. Castañares. Sorry. Anyway. Their chameleon is Eguchi Takuya, Uchida Yuma, Matsuoka Yoshitsugu, Sugita Tomokazu, Ono Ken, Hanae, and Nobuhiko. Mm. And then their performance ones are Kaji, Mamo, Kamiyan, Onodi, Fukujun, Tsudaken, Uchiyama Koki, I guess. Uchi, Hosoyan, Shimono, and Suzuken. Oh. That's pretty. So reading all these replies, I'm kind of, oh, so again, there's no right or wrong answer. I guess really, we really just hear differently, which is amazing as well, because that just shows how amazing seiyus are. Yeah. Now, as a conclusion, seiyus are amazing. That's it. I mean, for them to only act using their voices without showing their faces, like, they have to make it seem like this is the character. I mean, to make it seem that this is the character, the role that they're in, just solely through their voices, no matter what category they are, it's just such a feat. Seiyus, or voice actors in general, should just really be recognized more. I swear. Yeah. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening to my opinions. Glad some people also have their own thoughts in these categories. I'm glad some people replied. And again, I hope you enjoyed, although this isn't too educational. I hope you get to think of this with me as well in the future. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Type in the Seiyu Cafe. And then this podcast is available on anchor.fm. And then go stream us on the following platforms: Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. Yeah. Keep safe, everyone, and have a good day. Mata ko dene!